الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، نتابع درسنا في كتاب شرح حلية طالب العلم. We will continue our درس in the explanation of the characters or the manners of seeking and the student and the characters of the student of knowledge and the manners of seeking knowledge. لمن الكتاب يا أخوة؟ نعم، ومن شرح هذا الذي نقرأ فيه هو شرح الشيخ ابن عثيمين، والمتن لمن؟
للشيخ الشيخ
نعم بكر أبو زيد. نعم، so the book itself is by Sheikh Bakr Abu Zayd and the explanation is by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen رحم الله الجميع. Allah have mercy on all of them. وما زلنا في مقدمة الكتاب. We're still in the introduction of the book. وقد ذكر الشيخ الشيخ بكر رحمه الله حال الشباب من الاهتمام بطلب العلم وكيف أن على العلماء أن يحتووا هؤلاء أي طلبة العلم أن يحتووهم ويحافظوا عليهم. So الشيخ بكر started with mentioning students of knowledge and how the youth are learning and seeking knowledge and how the ulama should contain them and teach them and keep them with them. قال ثم قال وقد جعلت طوع أيديهم أي طوع أيدي من؟ طلبة العلم. طلبة العلم. وقد جعلت طوع أيديهم رسالة في التعالم. And he said, and I put between their hands, meaning the hands of the students of knowledge, رسالة في التعامل, a small book in regards to claiming knowledge. تكشف المندسين بينهم, that expose those who consider themselves with them or put themselves with them, meaning with the ulama. خشية أن يردوهم, in the fear that they make them fall. ويضيع عليهم أمرهم, and make their matter in loss. وَيُبَعْثِرُوا مَسِيرَتَهُمْ فِي الطَّلَبِ, and make them lose their path in seeking knowledge. فَيَسْتَلُّوهُمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, so they take them away, meaning away from the way of seeking knowledge, while they do not know it. من هذا كلام عن من يا أخوة؟ على المتعلمين أنهم يضيعوا الأمر على طلاب العلم. So he's talking about those who claim knowledge and do not possess it and how they make the students of knowledge in loss. They cause them to lose their way. قال واليوم أخوك يسد عضدك ويأخذ بيدك. He says, and today your brother is holding onto your hands and taking you. فاجعل طوع بنانك رسالة فجعل طوع بنانك رسالة تحمل الصفة الكاشفة لحليتك. And he said, so he has put, meaning your brother, he is talking about his own self, يعني. He's saying, your brother has put between your hands a small book that explain how your characters are supposed to be. فها أنا ذا أجعل سن القلم على القرطاس. انظروا إلى هذا الأسلوب يا أخوة. الشيخ رحمه الله كان عنده أسلوب في التعبير أسلوب رائع. كما قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله, قال قد لا يوجد عند كبار العلماء يعني من غيره يعني في هذا الزمان. He said, and here I am pulling the pen on the paper. يعني he has يعني الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله, he said the شيخ يعني has a very good way of speaking, meaning he comes with good words and in a way that is very easily understood and that is beloved. يعني قال فَتْلُ مَا أُرْقِمَ لَكَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِكَ عَيْنَا. He said, to read what has been written for you, may Allah make you a coolness to eyes. يعني أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ بِكَ عَيْنَا أَبَائِكَ وَمَشَايِخِكَ وَهَكَذَا. يعني may Allah make you a coolness and a comfort for the eyes of your parents and your يعني teachers and so on. قال لقد تواردت موجبات الشرع على أن التحلي بمحاسن الآداب ومكارم الأخلاق والهدي الحسن والسمت الصالح سمة أهل الإسلام. He said, the narrations in the Sharia, in the legislation, shows that having good characters and the right manners good characters is the way of the people of Islam in general. أي وهي خاصة وهي أخص لطلبة العلم. So it is even more for the students of knowledge, the meaning. قال وأن العلم وهنا سأتجاوز عن بعض كلام الشيخ ابن العثيمين لأنه متعلق من الناحية اللغوية وقد يكون فيه شيء من الصعوبة أي في شرحه. I'm going to skip a small part from the explanation of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen because it has some linguistic part that can be difficult to explain. قال وأن العلم وهو أثمن ذرة وهو أثمن ذرة في تاج الشرع المطهر لا يصل إليه إلا المتحلي بآدابه المتخلي عن آفاته. And said, and knowledge, which is one of the most precious things in our shara, in the legislation, in the shara, لا يصل إليه إلا المتحلي بآدابه. Only the ones who have the correct characters or the right characters for it are the ones who will possess it, meaning the علم, the knowledge. المتخلي عن آفاته, and those who leave anything that nullifies those characters. So there are good characters that the student of knowledge must have, or the people of knowledge must have, and there are bad characters that the people of knowledge must leave and must abandon and stay away from. قال ولهذا عناها العلماء بالبحث والتنبيه وأفردوها بالتأليف. And he said, for this reason, the scholars have written books in regards to this topic, meaning the characters, the correct characters. قال إما على وجه العموم, either in a general way, لكافة العلوم, أي قد يأتوا مثل هذا الكتاب, كتاب في حال طالب العلم وصفة طالب العلم وهكذا. قال أو على وجه الخصوص. He said, either in a general way, meaning for all the the students of knowledge in general, or the people of knowledge in general, or in a way that is specific. قال كآداب حملة القرآن, like the characters of the carrier of the Quran or the memorizer of the Quran. فله أي لحامل القرآن آداب خاصة, because the one who possesses the Quran and memorizes the Quran and carries the Quran has special characters that he should possess. قال وآداب المحدث, and also the way of the adab, the characters of the one who carries the hadith and narrates the hadith. وآداب المفتي, the characters of the one who gives fatwa, who gives rulings. وآداب القاضي, the one who judges, the judge, the characters of the judge. وآداب المحتسب, and the characters of the one who orders the good and forbids the evil. وهذه هي الحسبة, أي الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. قال وهكذا, and so on and so forth. قال والشأن هنا, يقول أنه في هذا الكتاب الشأن هنا في الآداب العامة لمن يسلك طريق التعلم الشرعي. He said, and here the manner or the topic here is in regards to general characters for the one who is seeking the way of knowledge or going on the path of seeking knowledge. قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين ويشمل أيضا لمن يسلك طريق التعليم. الشيخ ابن عثيمين, he said, additionally, it includes the one who teaches. قال فالآداب هنا للمتعلم وللمعلم. He said the characters here that are mentioned, some of them are for the student of knowledge and some of them or the one who is learning and the one who is teaching. حتى المتعلم أو لعله قصد حتى المعلمة له آداب يجب أن يعتني بها. هل عندك المتعلم أو المعلم هنا من كلام شيخ ناصري؟ المتعلم, نعم, لعله قصد المعلم. حتى المعلم له آداب يجب أن يعتني بها. He said even the teacher has some characters that he should have and possess. وننبه هنا يا إخوة أن هذا أمر مهم. بارك الله فيكم. نعم نعم. وهو أمر أي آداب طلب العلم آداب يجب علينا أن نتعلمها بحق. The way of seeking knowledge and the sphere of knowledge are things that we should understand and we should learn. لأنه يعني أما نحن فيما بيننا فالحمد لله نحن إخوة وزملاء. As for us between ourselves and within ourselves, we are يعني we are the same and we are equal. Inshallah, يعني we are all brothers. So فما ستقرؤونه من آداب الطالب مع شيخه وهذه الأشياء لا يعني لا تكون في علاقتنا بيننا بل أقول كلامي فيكم ما هو إلا من كلام من باب كلام المفضول في وجود الفاضل يعني I'm saying يعني what when I speak and when we read in regards to the characters or the way the student should be with his teacher this does not apply between us. And when I speak between you and with you, I am يعني, from those who speak in the presence of those who are better than him. وهو أمر يعني له أدلة في الشرع كقول عمر رضي الله عنه لعبد الله بن عمر يعني لو قلتها أي لو أجبت عن السؤال الذي سأله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكان أحب إلي من الدنيا فاستدل العلماء على جواز كلام المفضول في وجود الفاضل وما كلامي بينكم إلا من هذا الباب. So Umar radiallahu an, the evidence of this and the permissibility of this is that Umar radiallahu an, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about the tree and said there is a tree that is the example of the Muslim which is an evergreen or that its leaves do not fall. So the companions were saying different things and Abdullah bin Umar he thought it was the date palm tree. And he did not speak it because he was shy to speak in the presence of those who are better than him. And then he told his father later on, Umar radiallahu anhu, he told him that he said, I knew or I thought that it is a date palm tree. Umar radiallahu anhu, he told him, had you said it, it would have been beloved to me, more beloved to me than the world. The ulama said, based on this, it is permissible for the one who is lower in virtue and status to speak and even in knowledge to speak in the presence of those who are better than him. And when I speak between you, this is the status. I am lower than you in virtue and status and I am speaking to those who are better than me. فيعني هذا ما سنقرأه من كلام أي عن آداب الطالب مع شيخه لا ينطبق علينا هنا. So what we will read inshallah in regards to how the student should be with his teacher does not apply here. ولكن يا إخوة قد يأتي لعندنا طالب علم. But sometimes we get students of knowledge who come here. وبعض المشايخ وعلى رأسهم مثلا شيخنا عبد الرحمن العميسان حفظه الله. From them is our Shaykh عبد الرحمن العميسان and others. فيعني لابد لنا بارك الله فيكم عندما نتعامل مع هؤلاء مع أهل العلم أن نعرف قدرهم وأن نتعامل معهم بالأسلوب الصحيح فلا نقاطع الشيخ مثلا وهو يتكلم ولا يعني نتقدم بين يديه فمثلا يسأل وشخص من الحضور يجيب وهذه أشياء قد نقع فيها وقد نخطئ فيها فلا بد لنا من تعلم آداب طالب العلم وهذا هو سبب يعني إن شاء الله قراءة هذا الكتاب. So, يعني when we have those students of knowledge or those mashayikh that come in, we should know how to, يعني how to deal with them, how to be with them, how we should be when they are present. In regards to, for example, not speaking out loud in their presence, or يعني sometimes they might be asked a question, and one of those brothers who are sitting might go and answer the question. This is not right. The question was يعني given to the Shaykh or to the student of knowledge. وسيأتي معنا كلام على هذا الموضوع يعني أن الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله يعني كان يقول للطالب إذا أجاب السؤال يقول ما رأيك أن أنزل وتجلس أنت مكاني قال فيعني الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله نعم الشيخ ابن عثيمين as you will see يعني he says when this happens to me I will say to the student who answers the question would you like me to sit down and you come and take my place. يعني he puts him in a difficult situation. فقال فعذروني يعني he said so excuse me when I do this. Because it is not right. It is not right for a student of knowledge or even a scholar like himself, one of the major scholars of his time, that he is given a question and one of the students answers. This is not correct.
Unless he gives him permission.
نعم. Unless he gives him the permission. جزاك الله خيرا. طيب. قال وقد كان العلماء السابقون يلقنون الطلاب في حلق العلم آداب الطالب. So Sheikh Bakr, he said, and the scholars in the past used to give the students of knowledge and the circles of knowledge the way or the characters of seeking knowledge, or the characters of the student of knowledge. They used to teach them what the characters of the student of knowledge was. قال وأدركت خبر آخر العقد في ذلك في بعض حلقات العلم في المسجد النبوي الشريف. He said, and I witnessed the last of those, or the, yani from the last of those, meaning the scholars who are teaching the characters of the student of knowledge, in some of the circles of knowledge in the Masjid al-Nabawi, in Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ إِذْ كَانَ بَعْضُ الْمُدَرِّسِينَ فِيهِ يُدَرِّسُ طُلَّابَهُ كِتَابَ الزَّرْنُوجِي أو الزَّرْنَوَجِي أو ليست مشكلة عندي. قال رحمه الله المسمى تعليم المتعلم طريق التعلم. He said, so one of the scholars in the Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching his students a book by some scholar named Zarnuji or something like this. He said the title of the book or the name of the book was Teaching the Student of Knowledge the Way of Seeking Knowledge. قال فعسى أن يصل أهل العلم هذا الحبل الوثيقة الهادي لأقوم طريق. He said, perhaps the people of knowledge, يعني reconnect or retie this rope that takes to the best way, meaning the rope of teaching the students of knowledge, the characters of the students of knowledge. قال فيدرج تدريس هذه المادة في فواتح دروس المساجد وفي مواد الدراسة النظامية. So maybe this subject in general, يعني the characters of the students of knowledge, should be taught in يعني the دروس, in the classes, in the masajid, and in the schools, in the school systems. قال وأرجو أن يكون هذا التقييد فاتحة خير في التنبيه على إحياء هذه المادة التي تهذب الطالبة. He said, maybe, and I hope that this writing or this word is a door opener or an eye opener so that the scholars go back to teaching this subject, which corrects the way for the student of knowledge. التي تهذب الطالب وتسلك به الجادة في آداب الطلب وحمل العلم وأدبه مع نفسه ومع مدرسه ودرسه وزميله وكتابه وثمرة علمه وهكذا في مراحل حياته. So he said, and maybe, يعني again, this book or this writing is an eye-opener so that the people of knowledge go back to teaching the students of knowledge how to seek knowledge, how to be with their shuyukh, with their teachers, and even the teachers themselves, how should they be with the book, with the class, with their companions in seeking knowledge, and so on and so forth. قال فإليك حلية تحوي مجموعة آداب. He said, this is a book that contains a number of characters. نواقضها مجموعة آفات. And said they're nullifiers. The nullifiers of those adab, of those characters, are bad characters. فإذا فات أدب منها اقترف المفرط آفة من آفاتها. He said, if one of those good characters are lost or are not taken, the one who does not take that good character carries the opposite bad character. قال فمقل ومستكثر. So some people have a lot of those good characters and some have few. وكما أن هذه الآداب درجات صاعدة إلى السنة والوجوب فنواقضها دركات هابطة إلى الكراهة في التحريم. He said, and like what you, يعني, because those good characters are at different levels, some of them are recommended to the point of being, some of them are obligatory. He said their opposites are also in different levels. Some of them are disliked. They go down all the way to being prohibited. وشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله علق أنه لا يصح أن نقول أن من ترك يعني مستحبا فقد وقع في مكروه وهكذا أو أن ترك المستحب مكروه ولكن قال يعني إذا فرط الإنسان وأساء الأدب فلا شك أنه إما أن يأتي بمكروه أو يأتي بمحرم. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen here commented and he said يعني something in the meaning that يعني we can't say that leaving something that is recommended is disliked as if they are complete opposites. But he said in general if one takes a bad character or has a bad character then this is something that is disliked and it can be يعني something that is sinful based on what he has. قال ومنها ما يشمل عموم الخلق من كل مكلف. And he said those good characters, some of them even include general people, all people, meaning not only the students of knowledge. قال ومنها ما يختص به طالب العلم. And he said and some of them are special for the student of knowledge. ومنها ما يدرك بضرورة الشرع. And he said some of them are known by the يعني the شرع, the legislation. يعني it is a common knowledge in the شرع, in the legislation. ومنها ما يعرف بالطبع. He said, and some of them are things that a person has in his own nature, by within his own nature. ويدل عليه عفوا. نعم ويدل عليه عموم الشرع. فمنه ما يدرك بضرورة الشرع ومنها ما يكون بالطبع ويدل عليه عموم الشرع. So he said they are يعني of two types. Some of them are in general pointed out in the Shara and يعني their importance is mentioned in general in the Shara and the legislation. And some of them are things that a person would have in nature, by nature, and still the legislation point out their importance. قال من الحمل على محاسن الآداب ومكارم الأخلاق ولم أعني الاستيفاء. He said, يعني those good characters in general are carrying the good, the right manners and the good characters. He said, and I do not mean to include all the good characters in this book. قال يعني ولم أعني الاستيفاء لكن سياقتها تجري على سبيل ضرب المثال. So he said, I do not mean to include them all, but rather I bring those good characters as an example of how the student of knowledge should be. قال قاصدا الدلالة على المهمات. So يعني he يعني meaning he wants to point out the important things, the most important things. وهذا المجمل ففصلته فإذا وافقت نفسا صالحة لها تناولت هذا القليل فكثرته. So he said this is يعني I brought the general things and made it more specific and pointed out examples. So when this writing is mixed with a good person, he will take it and even increase it, or increase in those good characters. وهذا المجمل ففصلته ومن أخذ بها انتفع ونفع. He said again, this is something that was general and I made it specific and explained it. So whoever takes it will benefit himself and benefit others. وهي بدورها مأخوذة من أدب من بارك الله في علمهم. And he said those characters with those characters or those good characters are taken from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put blessings in their knowledge. من المقصود, who is meant? قال ومن أخذ وهي بدورها أي هذه الآداب وهي بدورها مأخوذة من أدب من بارك الله في علمهم. العلماء. So he means the scholars. Those characters, those good characters he's saying are taken from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put blessings in their knowledge. وصاروا أئمة يهتدى بهم. And they became أئمة, leaders in knowledge. Whom are followed. جمعنا الله بهم في جنته آمين. Said, may Allah dwell us with them in His paradise. He said آمين. ثم قال بكر أبو زيد في الخامس من الشهر الثامن 800 من العام 48,000. said, and this was written by Bakr bin Abdullah Abu Zayd in the fifth day of the eighth month in the year 1408. نقف هنا ونسأل الله تعالى أن يعلمنا العلم النافع والعمل الصالح وأن يوفقنا إلى كل خير وأن يجعلنا ممن يتحلون بمحاسن الأخلاق ومكارم الآداب وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.